for joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm super fantastic. And how are you?
Super fantastic as well.
Yes. It's Super Bowl Sunday because somebody, me, slept through our normal recording time. So hit me with your good, bad, and ugly. Super short.
My good is
The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
My Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. That is a very good, yes. Now let's hope they don't go in all cocky and arrogant and, you know, just throw it away. As my Chiefs sometimes are known, in my opinion, to do. You know, they start feeling a little too big for their britches in their head and it just all goes to shit after that. But I do think that they are playing hard. They're playing like they want to be there. And let's hope they walk away with the win. But if not, hey, they at least made it, you know?
Yeah.
Other good, really. I'm here.
Yay.
I'm still being woke up in the morning. So that's a good. And you know, there are other goods, but you know, none that are major enough that they're like popping up in my brain. I'll come back around to a good, but it's a green light from a bad.
Okay.
Have a couple more meetings at work, and basically they start off by saying that my job title is unit director / wounds.
Oh, lovely.
But wait, you know how they spin it. Thank goodness I had a sphincterectomy a few years back. And when they did that surgery, I had them put in like a smoke screen where no one can blow smoke up my ass anymore. So I'm glad for that, that I can see through certain things, but at times not see others. But anyway, I'm not going to do my whole building's everyday wounds.
Okay.
I'm only going to manage the wounds.
And what does manage the wounds mean? Air quotes.
Yeah.
Manage.
Basically, that means the charge nurses are responsible for the wound care. And then what they have issues with, then their unit manager is to help them and step in. Their unit manager is going to be responsible for the weekly measuring of the wounds, all wounds.
That's good.
On their unit, yep. So you'll have everybody measuring. So won't those measurements be accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Not. And then I will still do the same wounds, really. It boiled down to at the end of all of the meetings throughout the week while they're trying to get their crap together. It ended up where they will do the non-serious ones, the ones that they've always been doing. Charge nurses, you know, skin tears, non-complicated surgicals, stage ones, stage twos. Stage one basically is redness that when you touch it, it doesn't go away. A stage two would be that now that red area has a spot where it has now the skin has broken. I'm still going to be doing all the wounds that I've been doing with a focus, though, of about 4 pages of unit manager duties.
Oh, lovely.
And they want the focus really to be on the unit manager duties. And then when they fill up this other hall, then maybe I'll be able to be just the wound nurse again. Yeah, no. No. I think, yeah, we should just keep it this way. Mm-hmm. Because now that I've calmed down from being, and I was actually told that I actually wasn't supposed to be hired.
Excuse you?
My boss was told no by everyone above her. But she went ahead and hired me anyway and then asked for forgiveness after I was there.
Really?
So basically when someone tells you that, they're pretty much telling you, hey, you're lucky you have a job, so you should just suck it up and do whatever we tell you to, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how that's spun, that's basically what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I said, oh, you know what? Okay. Hey, I got it. With that statement, you just pretty much summed it all up right there. I see you. So, okay. You're going to get this all typed up for me, right? Because I really need to run. I've got some wound care to do and some wound notes to make. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah. So that was kind of a bad, but yet a green light to that is I can unit manage all day long. I can do that in my sleep, did it for years. All I have is my unit to focus on. That's it. My patients on my hall.
Mm-hmm.
And less than a handful of threes and fours because I've either healed them to the point that now they can be handed off or they've gone home or wherever, you know, yes, they've left our building. So really the green light was by Wednesday, I was kicking it. I'd already had my unit meeting with my staff. I'd already let them know how it was going to go. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, I got this. Boy, I even said, hey, I know I gave resistance and you're probably going to get more resistance from here and there from me on different things. But hey, you actually relieved a lot from me, a lot. Thank you. Have a great one. The rest of my week,
smooth sailing.
Yep, that was really the ugly too. The toe still broke, of course. I mean, it's healing. And really, it's healing because it's probably just like calcification on calcification because it's been broke. This is the third time. So it being the pinky toe, how much bone is there really to repair? Really?
Not much.
You know? So yeah, that was my pretty much my good, bad, and ugly. And I've got the ugly would be there's a laundry list of stuff that I have to get done because I'm in this mode of I have to keep busy. I have to keep moving. I gotta. So that I can be ready for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I actually am cooking some things. So the boys, say hello to Xavier.
Hi. Hi. Are you excited for hello. This?
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Are you excited for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yes. That's good. So cute.
Yeah. So I'm making some pigs in the blanket, some Rotel. Oh, I went Friday and went to see Eric, someone that we work with, we being Sabrina. I know you're familiar with that name.
Yes.
And I just name dropped. And they had another friend was there since I already name dropped. Hi, Kasha. And she made fajitas. No, not fajitas. Quesadillas. Because she brought her kids, so she had to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand why. I mean, one meal, come on, but no, I'm kidding. And so her kids enjoyed them so much, and they smelled so good, even though I wasn't really ready for food. My whole intention was to drink and get shit-faced. It didn't happen. I didn't even have one drink of alcohol. Yeah. No. We just sat and had a good time. It was fun. It was. It was good to see everybody. Spend just a little time, you know, outside of work. And I thought, let me make those too. Let me just throw those in because, you know, you want something that for the little ones, they need something that's going to hold them.
Yeah.
You know, they need actual food. So, I'm making those things because I thought, okay, all of that, surely to goodness, the grandsons will find something in that they will eat.
Yeah.
So will I. So will Tyler. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So will the other one. Uh-huh. That would be the husband. I'm still, you know, still working there.
Yep.
It's not a, whew. Anyway, so that is my good, bad, and ugly. Please do tell me yours.
My good is that, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, or not my Bears, but they'll do. That's about, I mean, it's been a good week. I don't know what happened to time this week, but it seemed like it just came to a standstill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like a warp, like a time warp. It was weird.
I'm like, why is it still 11 o'clock?
Like, yes.
How is it still 11 o'clock in the morning? Like, what the actual, it feels like I've been here for a million years already. I don't understand why.
Exactly. Yes. But then all of a sudden, then it's like poof.
Time to go.
Now it's time to go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good week though. Nothing super, like you said, super standout-ish,
Right.
right?
Right. Yeah. Just it was a good week. Thank goodness. You know,
We
we
lived
just
through
whoosh,
it.
yay, we slid through.
I was able to get several walks in this week, which is always good for the brain.
Yes.
I guess the bad and ugly, it was fine because we haven't gotten results yet, but we had a mock audit, and that always creates a little tension in
It
general.
does. And usually the mock audits, for all you corporate people listening, the mock audits are usually worse than the actual just state survey coming in. Really. Because the mock audits, it's almost like
Well, they're
they're
being.
digging, they're being more aggressive, deeper. They know that pin's there, they're looking for it, you know, or that needle. And that's good and bad. It's just sometimes the tension that those that a survey, just that word, the tension it can cause, which, yeah.
And the mock audit is always fun because it's like our company actually literally hired you to find our faults before the actual audit finds our faults. So they
Right,
have a little bit
exactly.
of a, they
Yes.
have an extra incentive to dig more than.
Yes, and you want the mock survey because you want your people to find it before state does. It's again just the tension all of that causes.
Yeah, it is pretty tense. So that wasn't, you know, it's sort of like, can we
I
just,
know. We just finished one of those. We're still waiting for our data compliance. I think it was the sixth, actually.
And then the bad and ugly was yesterday, you know, we were supposed to go and work in a friend's yard and help move big bricks for their elevated garden and stuff. And no, I fell asleep on the couch and woke up in just this like pool of sweat. I forgot that we were recording. I slept literally all day. I still am a little stuffy and stuff coming out and have like look at my hair. Like this is I don't even
Look at mine. It's up in a ponytail because I wasn't going to do anything with it.
I
Because
can't.
I do, I have work outside that I have to go do. Yeah,
Anyhow,
I gotcha.
I
Yeah.
just, I was like, it seems like every week I feel like, okay, I'm getting better. I feel like I'm okay. And then every weekend I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna sleep the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I think we
It's
were.
'cause there's so much going on in the week. It's crazy.
And every weekend, I mean, in this week, it's the same thing. It's the snot. Why? The
And
snot. Where does it come from? Why?
But you know, I actually notice in walking around outside that I already have stuff blooming in my flower beds. I have no idea what they're called. They're going to be purple, green and purple. It's like coming up with
I wonder if they're
leaves.
hyacinths. They're my favorite.
It might be it's coming up in like a green, it looks like a cone, but yet
The
then
purple
it's
flowers are under in there.
purple.
Yep, they're
Yeah.
hyacinths. They're my
Thank you. I could not
favorite.
think of what they were. Yeah, and they're like staggered out, like bordering the flower bed, but then they kind of either stopped or maybe the rest haven't come up yet because there is more sun in this area.
Yep, 'tis the season for
But yeah,
hyacinths. They're my favorite.
I have been, spending a lot of time outside too. Even like in the evening after work, after dinner, because hey, my four-wheeler has a headlight, so I've been down in the woods. I found a new place I want to clean out. Anyway, yeah.
All good. All good stuff.
Yeah.
So we will shift. What are you listening to?
The sounds of nature.
Yeah.
On my walks around the property, around the yard, on my four-wheeler. My four-wheeler engine.
Yeah. I'm still listening to Why We Sleep. I listened to... Sorry.
Not that.
I'm sorry.
Good Lord.
Not like I've slept all weekend or anything. I've listened to the 1619 Project. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Tell 'em Steve Dave. A little True Crime Garage, and that's been about all I've listened to, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And on that note, anything else?
Nope, not a thing.
Okay, not see y'all in the stacks next week.
Next week.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.